Hospitals and health organizations today face so many challenges, and many of those affect the bottom line. One presiding factor in all of this is how patients feel about their level of service, and that's why it's critical to talk about the patient experience. Wanda, good afternoon. I'm talking with Wanda Taylor at Cone Health, who has actually been a client of my company and a good friend. And I guess, Wanda, you would say we're kind of getting old in this business, aren't we?
Well, John, I wouldn't say we're getting old. We're seasoned.
Thank you. We are very seasoned and good at it, too. You know, for a year now, I've been talking about patient experience. And now, you know, I'm starting to talk with people in the revenue cycle department. And the revenue cycle department, well, what part do they have in that? I want to ask you, is a lot of your job doing service recovery?
John, a lot of my job, personally, has sort of gotten away with that just in the current role that I'm in as the director of patient accounting. However, I have a whole department of 28 full-time staff who are manning the call center, and that's what they do all day is serve our patients and their families, and whatever the caller is asking for, if it's just about they have a question about their bill, they want to set up a payment arrangement, they want to dispute something on the bill, or sometimes we just have a family member who is trying to help one of their loved ones, and we end up being more like a confidant in trying to help them and serve them and help there be a positive outcome in a very stressful time.
Right. So, you know, the next question I was going to ask you is, what steps do you take in this? Well, it looks like you're being an advocate for the patient and their family member.
We're that's exactly right. We're definitely being an advocate, because even though they may be disputing something or questioning their own benefits, we often find that a patient or a consumer, if you will, they don't even know what their health care benefits are until they access our facility. And they may be using their insurance for the very first time. And as we all know, the cost of healthcare is staggering, and employers are buying higher and higher deductible and out-of-pocket plans because it's so expensive to insure their employees. And so it's shocking to our patients and their families when they use that insurance for the first time, or if they don't have insurance at all and they're stricken with a cancer diagnosis or a cardiac diagnosis, which are some of our more expensive services. So we are definitely an advocate to try to help them navigate and to come out with a best-case scenario, frankly, for them and for us, because our goal is to resolve the account so that we can continue to offer service. But we want to do that in a patient-friendly customer service type of environment that gives a good outcome.
So it seems your role, I like this. Now I've discovered part of your role is an advocate and you're a navigator. So I'm going to add one more. I think this role is so important in revenue cycle because you almost in a way become like a shepherd to the patient.
We really do. And I had a colleague several years ago, and it was really interesting, and he made this comment. He said, the revenue cycle is the front door and the back door of the healthcare facility. So some of my colleagues who are patient access professionals, they're at the front door when your service is scheduled, and you come into the facility, and you get registered in the system, and we begin to have those financial discussions and those insurance discussions. Well, then you have your clinical experience. Then we become the back door because you get a bill in the mail and you call us back and you start to navigate that account resolution. So we are definitely the first people you see and the last people you see or talk to when you have a healthcare experience at Cornell. And we can make or break that situation regardless of what their clinical outcomes were.
That's right. Right. You know, I remember a guy that used to come when I was in revenue cycle in a hospital. The little man, I'm not going to mention his names for HIPAA reasons, but he would come once a month. I could set the clock and the time of day and the day of the month he would come and make his $5 payment.
Absolutely. We still have that scenario here at Cone Health. We part of my team mans a what we call a walk-in booth, and we've even laughed and said we need to establish a drive-through opportunity. We do still have our loyal patients who want to pay in person, and they come in, and I think part of it is just the contact and just being reassured that everything is as it should be and that they're doing their part to pay their part of it, regardless of the fact that it's a long-term payment plan.
I remember once somebody said, "Can you be at this meeting this time?" I said, "No, that man will be here, and I've got to be here." And, seriously, he would not let anyone wait on him except me.
And I'm
not even sure if he's still living, but that was just so much a part of making his experience great. You've got a lot on you, and I think all of us in revenue cycle do, but I want to ask you one question that I always ask, Wanda. How do you lead?
I think it's important with my team. Several years ago, I've been at Cone Health for 5 years, and when I first came here, we actually had all new leadership in the revenue cycle. We sort of went through a changing of the guard, and we reorganized. So we rewrote all of our job descriptions. We interviewed all of our staff. They had to apply for a job and interview. And we went through a very diligent process of building a team. And our goal was to bring our A game, to bring the A team. And so the way that I lead is I trust my leadership staff, my team. My door is always open, literally and figuratively. I'm here if they need me. I don't expect them to come to me with every single question that they have. However, I like for them to come with me with solutions. If I didn't believe in them and trust them to be capable to be in that role, they would not be in that role. They've been recruited.
Exactly.
And so I trust them to run this office and this facility and their call centers as if it were their own personal business. You know, own that process. And I tell my team all the time, I've said this for the 30 years I've been doing this, I say, you know, if you make a decision, you make that decision to the best of your ability with what you had at the time. Whether I agree with it or not, I'll back it all the way to the top. We may discuss alternative decisions, but if you feel confident about your decision, then I trust you and we'll move forward with that.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work out, back up and start over. But I'm a big cheerleader. I think that's my biggest role, that and pushing through political roadblocks. But I'm always their biggest cheerleader, and so I take a lot of pride in that, and I enjoy being in that role.
Well, I admire your leadership style, and I admire the way you have things running at Cone Health. It's outstanding. Thank you so much. It means a lot to talk with you, and your insight is always great. Thank you so much, and we look forward to doing this again sometime.
Thank you so much, John, for having me. I'm available anytime you have time to chat.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Have a great afternoon.
You too. Bye.
Thanks for joining us today for the patient experience. Please help us out by sharing our show with a healthcare professional in your life or by leaving us a review on iTunes or your preferred podcast platform.